Come on. Patty, are you ready?
Yes, let's do this.
Let's do this. I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Money Savage Engage. This is George Grumbacher. Patty Suarez is the CEO of Patty Suarez. She's helping creative entrepreneurs connect the dots from strategy to action. I'm excited to have you on. Patty, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
All right. Well, I do what I do. Really, it was my way to find how to best balance myself, to be honest, because like I am a very creative person, but I'm also very logical, so that like right left brain type of person. So like in corporate job and traditional jobs, which I was for quite some time, it was very difficult because I always had to choose one side. So and with that, you know, jumping careers here and there because I couldn't choose, right? Because it's like you can't pick a side of your brain to focus on. And this is what made me, start my own business, go to business management and consulting, because this is how I can really help people using the best of my skills and both of my abilities. So that's why I do this work right now.
Nice. Appreciate that. Figure out how to harness both sides of our brains. Take advantage of the creative side, but make sure that we actually have some direction and a little bit of a plan. And that's probably top of mind for people right now, being that it's the beginning of the year.
Exactly. I think now it's the time to really get down to paper, like what are you going to do in 2021 to ensure that your goals are being met, that you are actually moving forward into the direction that you want to go. And for that, you need to have a plan.
So why is that so hard for people?
Some people, they don't have that skill, right? It's not something that comes natural to them. So what I find is that like, a lot of people, they have a great vision. They have a great, like, they can get to the goals part and like, okay, this is what I want. And this is what I need to accomplish like this month. But then they get stuck on the how. How am I going to do this? What are the steps that I need to execute in order to achieve that goal, right? So like they get stuck on the middle of the process, basically. So they get into the middle and then they're like, okay, what's next? Like, what do I need to do now? You know, how am I actually going to make this happen? And it's just something that, you know, doesn't come natural to some people. And to me, it does. Like, I can see the big vision. I can, you know, I can brainstorm. I can talk you through all the big vision. But I also can turn that into actionable steps, into small chunks. So, like, we get the goals, then we have the milestones, and then we have actually step-by-step of what needs to happen to make sure that you are able to accomplish what you want to accomplish.
That certainly makes sense. And I imagine that there's, because I think that I'm more on the side of that I'm not good at this than I am good at it, just because I do need to really force myself to go through these processes. And I'm not somebody who really enjoys, maybe it's a dislike of accountability, or I'm worried that I'm going to find that I'm not doing the right things, which I'm sure you find all the time, right?
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, like you get sidetracked. That's what happens. People get sidetracked a lot. So you want to go one direction and then you think you need to do some things, but that's not quite what you need to do. So kind of like you take a longer path than you need to.
Like you're not sticking to the plan, George. You need to do the things that...
Exactly.
You got to do the things that we talked about when we were doing the whole planning process thing. So
exactly. And one thing that happens a lot as well, and it's like you have your vision, right? And then you have those goals, and then you have the strategy. People usually don't connect the dots to vision and goals and strategy. So sometimes your goals don't align with your vision. So like you have a goal that has nothing to do with where you want to be in your life, with your vision. So like you're actually doing all the work to accomplish this goal, but that is not going to get you anywhere, like, because it's not in alignment with your vision. That's not where you want to be anyway. So like, why are you doing that? You know what I mean? And that happens a lot.
So yeah, well, and that sounds like it makes sense, but at the same time, that's kind of crazy, right? It's like, how would the goals not be aligned to the vision? Can you give me an example of what that might look like?
Like, for example, your vision is, so you want to take a month off vacation. That's your vision. Like every year you want to take one full month off vacation. And then your goal is only creating products or service that relies only upon you.
Mm. Got it. So it's,
how are you going to accomplish the 1 month vacation if you're only creating services that rely completely upon you being there? You know, so if you're not there, your business basically stop. So you're not able to take the vacation because you don't have the income.
Got it. Well, that certainly makes sense right there. So if what you want is to be able to have time freedom, then just exclusively having work that you have to touch 24/7 is not aligned to that. Okay. So so making sure that people are clear in their vision. How far out do you think about vision? Is it, this is something I want to accomplish for the next 100 years kind of a thing? I'm sure it depends.
Yeah, I think it depends on what stage of business people are at. So like if you are really on early stages, it's really hard for people who just started to have a 5-year vision, for example. So you need to look at the first year because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't have data to actually know if what you want to do is working, is going to work, right? But let's say if you are 2-3 years down to the business, you already have a business that is working, is running, then you can have a 10 years vision, for example. Then you can start to expand the, like, how long, you know, how much in the future you're going to have that vision for. So I think it's nice for people to work in, you know, if they're starting at least a year ahead. So where do you want to be one year from now? Because then you can plan the year, you can break that into the quarters, and then you can break that into months. And then now you have a timeline, now you have your milestones and the things that you want to accomplish to actually get from point A, which is today, to point B, which is you 1 year from now in the future.
Yeah, well, that certainly does make sense. So understanding what the ultimate vision is for the year, and once you have some years under your belt, then you can get a better sense of what it's going to look like 10 years from now. But let's just get a handle on what it is we really want to accomplish, and then you can break it down quarterly, monthly. And then from there, how do you break down the actual, is it tactics or activities that you're working with people to then implement?
Yeah, so that is more on the monthly side. So let's say you want to launch something, right? So you have a service that you want to launch. So you need to really kind of like, what are all the things that need to happen in order for the launch to be successful, right? And I'm not talking strategy, I'm really like tactical piece. You need to have a sales page, or you might not, it depends on your strategy, of course, yeah. But like, do you need to have a sales page? So you need to have a thank you page, a checkout page. You need to have 1, 2, 3, 4 emails. So these are the actions that needs to happen for you in order to have a successful launch. And then with those actions, then you're going to look, okay, who is going to be responsible for this part, right? Because then you have, if you're managing a team, you have different resources. So then like you might have a copywriter, so she's going to take care of all the emails, all the copy, but then that copywriter needs to communicate with the design who is going to create the pages and everything. And then you might have a system person that is actually going to integrate it all and make sure that all it, like, it works without anybody being touching it, right? So you set it up once and then it runs and it flows perfectly. So, and that is where the action comes, where the tactical piece needs to be, and where you need to know what the steps are in order for you to hold your team accountable and for you to know if you are moving into the right direction, to have everything in place to support that launch, to support that strategy, and to actually support you, because you're going to be there face every day on social media, probably like telling all people to go to subscribe and to all of it. But how is your back end? Like, how is going to be that client experience? Is that all set up? So those are the steps that you need to know that they need to happen, but you don't need to do it yourself. Like, you can have a team doing it, but as the business owner, right, you need to know what that is and make sure that it's working.
Yeah, because a lot of that stuff people probably have no idea about. So that's one of the challenges here, is just having an understanding of all the different people or team or whatever technologies need to be brought together.
Yes, but that's why, you know, you can hire people that knows that to support you. So, like, you don't have to know everything. As long as you have the right person by your side, you know, you will be supported. So it's not like trying to, you know, a lot of people buy hundreds of courses and they try to consume all that knowledge. And then what happens a lot as well is that I get clients that comes to me, they have like 5 different systems that doesn't do any good for them. They're like, it's not working. They have all of that because somebody told them that they need it. But no, they don't, because that doesn't really align with their business. It doesn't help their customer experience. It doesn't do what they need to do. You know, so sometimes you just really need to find a person that understands what you want to happen and then have that person execute it. So it's like the issue that I see a lot of people say, hey, I want to implement X system in my business, so I'm going to look for a person that knows this system. Like, no, look first, like, go find a systems person that understand multiple systems, talk to her. They're like, this is what I want. This is the experience that I want my clients to have. What do you recommend? What systems do I need to have? And then you do something that's tailored to your business, not because somebody else is doing.
Well, that certainly does make sense. And I imagine that you're running into that all the time, because there's so many different resources that are out there, and people probably feel like I can sort of cobble this together on my own, but then it never comes, but it just never comes together.
Yeah, the problem is you end up paying for 5 subscriptions when you could be paying only for 1.
So what does the first part of the process look like when you're sitting down with a potential client?
So for me, it's really understanding getting to know the client first as a person, and as, you know, what their aspirations are, the mission, what is that person is trying to accomplish with the business. Understand the business side, what are the services and what you want to deliver to the client, to your client. And then I also put myself on their client's shoes to see, okay, what is the experience that I need to have in order to, you know, to be in this business and to actually, you know, work with that person. So those are the 3 key elements that I look at. So, like, the client itself as a person, the business, and their own clients, because everything needs to, you know, it needs to be integrated. Everything needs to be aligned. And anything that you do for the business, it's to have that client at the end of the day. So, like, it needs to be an experience that's going to work for both sides. So those are the 3 key elements for me that's important and that I assess first when somebody gets to me. And from that, I'm going to know, like, depending on, of course, what stage and what they are looking for, then as long as I have those 3 key pieces, I can say, I can recommend, I can tell them, like, okay, this is what we need to do. This is how are we going to get there. Here's the action plan that we need to put together. Here's, you know, your growth plan, your business roadmap, whatever that is that person needs at the moment.
So you help people evaluate what tech that they might need, or what different resources or other professionals that need to be brought to the table to make sure that they're going to get to where they want to go as also. Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, nice. And how often do you then, once all those steps are in place, how often are you encouraging people to be revisiting their planning, their goal setting?
Well, the goal setting, you need to look at it every month, right? So then what I usually do, like we create a business roadmap, that's for the year. And then we break the roadmap down to quarters. And then we are working per quarter, but then of course focusing on the month that we are at. And then within that month, so like we have the goal for the year, the goal, the like major goal for the quarter, and then the monthly goals, which is what's gonna help us keep moving forward, right? And then so on every month, like the first of every month, let's say, we look at first what didn't happen on the previous month, like are we behind on something? Like did we not, not met a milestone? Like what happened? And then we go, okay, so this is what we need to do this month. Maybe you need to adjust it something because of what happened on the previous month. So then that's how you do it. So you revisit it on the monthly basis, the month by month. But unless something changes drastically, there is no need really for you to revisit the whole year goal. Right. So if you look at month by month, if you're looking at your data, if you're keeping everything tied together, you can be adjusting what needs to be adjusted from month to month.
Nice. Well, I certainly appreciate that. Well, Patty, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Well, what I would say is really to, make sure that you guys are working on your business roadmap and have a growth plan. You need to know where you want to go next. Like, what are the important milestones that you need to accomplish along the way? It's just like a race, right? You have the finish line there, and the finish line is your next goal, is your next milestone. But how do you know if you're getting closer to the finish line or not? So, like, really make sure that you have that path clear on your head and into paper, and that your team knows what that path is. Because you guys need to be working together towards the same, the same goals into the same direction. So that's what I recommend you guys to make sure that you have it.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets. Come on, come on. It's certainly one thing to have that clear picture and that clear roadmap, but then to be able to communicate it with the other folks that you're working with, I bet that people forget to do that piece quite a bit. So.
Yes. And I mean, that's really important because if you don't communicate it, you might be going right and then your team is going left. So like you don't know. You need to communicate, you need to be aligned every month. If anything changes, communicate it down to your team and make sure that you are all walking towards the same direction.
Love it. Well, Patty, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
Thank you. Well, you guys can find me on patty.obm on Instagram and Facebook, and on my website, which is pattysoares.com. And
Perfect.
I'm just on Clubhouse as well. Clubhouse, it's Patty Soares. So now it's the new wave, right?
Yeah,
So
yeah.
you guys can find me there by Patty Soares.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Patty your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to pattysoares.com. That's PattySoares.com. Thanks again, Patty.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together. I know how important it is for me to hit reset, to refocus, reprioritize, and even reprogram myself every quarter or so in order to make sure that my mind, my body, and my money are where they need to be. These days, we are all going hard constantly with so many demands on our time, our attention. And that's why I created the Strive Online Bootcamp, to be able to take a step back, to ensure that we're optimized in three key areas of our lives, our minds, our bodies, and our money. And I'd love for you to come with me on this two-week journey. You can click on the link in the notes of the show, or you can go to strivedetox.com, check out the program. I'd love to have you a part of it.